Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I almost said book by book. That would be a really long prayer episode if I was reading a book at a time, unless it was one of those very small books. But anyway, I'm just so grateful to be here and to have the privilege of praying for you. I felt prompted today to just address the person who's battling an addiction, and there's lots of different kinds of addictions out there, so I won't name them all, but maybe it's just something that you're struggling with that you just can't seem to get over. My encouragement to you is to, first of all, let it out into the air. Let it out of the darkness into the light. And one of the easier ways to do that initially is just to write it down. Write down your struggle that you're having with your addiction and write it on a piece of paper. And then pray about it and ask who you could share that piece of paper with. And once it's out there in the light of day with another human being, you're going to be on your road toward health and recovery. But you will not ever heal or recover on your own in the darkness. You need community and you need to confess that out loud. And so I hope that's a helpful little hint. And today we are in Psalm 82 of the Christian Standard Bible, CSB. And the headline for this psalm is A Plea for Righteous Judgment. And this is a psalm of Asaph. It says this: God stands in the divine assembly. He pronounces judgment among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Provide justice for the needy and the fatherless. Uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and needy. Save them from the power of the wicked. They do not know or understand. They wander in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods, you are all sons of the Most High. However, you will die like humans and fall like any other ruler. Rise up, God, judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you so much. As I was reading that scripture, you reminded me of your faithfulness, of course, but also this idea of becoming what we didn't have. And Lord, as I look back on my childhood and in particular and see the neglect and the abuse that happened back then, I was often longing for what this psalm is talking about. I was longing for justice. I was fatherless. I longed for someone to uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. I needed rescue. I felt poor. I was poor. I was needy. And I was definitely in the grips of the power of the wicked. But nobody came, Lord. I know you're sovereign. And I know the tension that comes in asking those kinds of questions. But as I grew up, I realized after I met you that perhaps the answer to that question is myself and your power within me. Perhaps it's that I can, and we as a corporate body of believers here on Prayer Every Day, we can become what we didn't have through the power of your Spirit. That's the beauty of redemption. The old things are gone, the new things have come, and we can look at this world and see the injustice and say, not on my watch, by the power of the Holy Spirit within me, I will step in and inconvenience myself for the sake of those who cannot rescue themselves. Lord, this is your work, and it is a deeper work of the Spirit, and we ask for it today. We ask that you transform us, that you would heal us enough that we would stop thinking only of our own pain. And Lord, I know that pain's long, and I know what it's like, and I've been there so many times, but that we would move beyond that into something new, to an empathy for those who are struggling in similar or maybe even dissimilar ways, to have those holy eyes of discernment, to walk into situations and be what we never had. Lord, that is your work. And so we ask for your provision and your power to be able to do that. And I thank you for that reminder today as I was praying that, gosh, Lord, you're so good. And your ways are higher than our ways. Your plan is confusing sometimes to me when I'm in the middle of it, but it will make sense someday. And so I pray for my friend who's struggling in the middle of their plan right now. And they're like, I don't think I can go and rescue people. I just need to be rescued. Lord, I pray you would bring rescue. Your hand is long and able to rescue. I pray you would heal my friend, but I pray that you wouldn't leave him there, but you'd bring him to a new place of wanting to be a part of this kingdom solution, of seeing many brought into the kingdom because of our sacrifice, because of your glory, because of your fame and your ability to work through your people. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting original from me digitally every month. At $25, you'll get a secret podcast where I talk about what God's been doing in my life and kind of go into a deeper dive into the scriptures. And at $100, I'll add you to my prayer team. So thank you so much to all of you who are praying for Pray Every Day. Thank you to all the patrons who are helping keep this show going and paying for William's work and Kristen's work. I'm so grateful for them too. So thank you. And I hope that today is a day where you can have those rescuing eyes to see how you can be what you needed when you were a child.